How do I buy music? That is the topic. That is the question. Whether it's nobler of the mind to go into a CD shop or simply put your feet up on the couch and buy an MP3 track, digital, whatever it is. Just download something as an MP3. Oh my goodness, this topic takes me right back to the very beginning. But I better get to the point. These days I have most recently bought an MP3 player, an opera on MP3. That I bought from a website. It's called Opera Depot. And the marvellous thing about Opera Depot, which you can sign up to, is that there are historic recordings. By that I mean I can hear recordings of opera that was performed in the 1950s, 60s, even earlier. And they're available on CD and they're available for download on MP3. This is my absolute love it. Now, I haven't bought much from them. And recently they've started putting up things you can live stream. Or is that the right word? Basically, you can click on it and listen to it. You can't download it or anything like that. And as soon as you move off the website, if you like, it stops. But I am a sucker for historic recordings. Yeah, and there's no era too far back. So I love doing that. And I bought a few. But there was a record shop in Cork. And the man who owned it and who was behind the counter must have been about 85. I want to say that because I wanted to think that he was older than me. But anyway, he had all sorts of stuff in stock. And this was right in the centre of Cork City on Oliver Plunkett Street. All sorts of things on stock. But he had marvellous CDs of opera. Now, I don't know how many people were going in there to buy the opera CDs from him. And I reckon that at some stage he bought up job lots from houses that were closing down. I once had a very good friend named McColgan, and he used to go to car boot sales in Scotland and buy things. So as soon as I start thinking about, you know, boot sales, car boot sales, I think of him. So here's to Mac. But the marvellous thing was I got into the habit of going in. We never became, you know, buddies or anything like that, but we would have short conversations about what operas he had. He used to sell them for, you could get a box set CD, the whole opera, I think for about €5, which, I mean, how much is €5? About $4.50? I think in Canada it might be $9. I don't know the exchange rate. But they've been the only things I've bought in the last 10 years. Now, at one stage, I spent quite a deal of money on buying opera box sets of vinyl. In fact, in my home office, I have a lot, an awful lot of, not as many as some people I know, but of operatic box sets. Unfortunately, I don't have a turntable set up, which, you know, it's a big regret. I wish I'd set up a turntable, you know, 10 years ago in this house, but I haven't. And while I'm on a roll on this topic, I used to think, I'd love a Linz on deck. I'd love a Linz on deck. But I never did buy one. Never had enough money to justify it. So, where am I now? Well, I have slightly touched on my early days when I used to buy a huge number of 45s and my mother would pay for half the cost. So I do odd jobs all over the place in order to get the money to buy 45s. I probably said this before somewhere on the internet, but my youngest brother, I think he admitted to having melted down, you know, first edition, Love Me Do. She loves me. I want to hold your hand. All those Beatles singles, the Jerry and the Pacemakers, Pretty Flamingo. Anyway, this is indulgent of me to start mentioning all those people, but it is actually where I come from in terms of music. So, what is there to say? I have been, until probably the last 15 years, a buyer of music. Oh, I did then stop buying and started using public libraries. I'd forgotten that. Yes, as soon as I discovered that I could borrow box sets of opera, which had the libretto in it, so I could follow the words in both English and Italian or German or whatever, I stopped buying sets and I could have the opera out for 3 weeks, and that was fabulous. Music. I never ever took out of the library a vinyl, you know, a record that some artist had recorded. It was all either box sets or nothing. I'm kind of wondering if I also used to listen to radio, but that's a different topic altogether. So basically, I want to say that these days I buy from Opera Depot, but not very much. And the only place I have a CD player is in my very old-fashioned car, which is a 2008 model of an Audi. And I think if you buy a sound system in a modern... Well, if you have a sound system in a modern car, you don't get a CD player. They'll play everything from Spotify. Tell you the truth, my ears aren't good enough to detect the difference between a CD and an MP3 player. And, as my great friend Slandy, Stefano Landy, has been talking about, FLAC files. Yeah. I'm not going to pretend I can remember exactly what they are, but I happen to know that they're much better quality. But if it's better quality, you need better quality ears. So I've decided, look, I have no difficulty hearing MP3 players. It may cut off some of the higher registers, whatever it does. All I can say is, I wish I could turn on YouTube and listen to some really good music right now, instead of rushing off to watch the latest episode of The Diplomat on Netflix.